Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
I have a very special guest with me here at the moment on Chicks Talking Footy, Titus O'Reilly. Many of you would know him from the blog The Knee Jerk Reaction that we all wait for every Monday morning. He recently wrote a book called A Thoroughly Unhelpful History of Australian Sport and is currently joining us all the way from Perth, where he's touring at the moment with his bi-round comedy show, Manifestly Inadequate. Welcome to Chicks Talking Footy, Titus.
Good to be with you again.
Yeah, you were here exactly a year ago, I believe.
I know, I was. And what's happened in a year, hasn't it? We've had a great AFL season and, busy with new rules and freeing au pairs from detention, all sorts of things going on.
Well, Melbourne supporters are anyway. But now, speaking of Melbourne, how are you feeling? First finals in 12 years, you've broken the drought. You celebrated too hard, according to Chris Judd. So how's it feel?
Well, I did hear Chris Judd say that. I don't think we celebrate any harder than Carlton did for their two wins of the season. But it is weird. I mean, being a Melbourne supporter, I've sort of become used to sort of industrial strength disappointment. I'm sort of like Keith Richards of sadness, and now that it's suddenly gone, I don't know how I'm going to cope.
Yeah, it's like you have to almost reform your whole identity.
Well, it's two-thirds of my material gone, yeah. and Richmond took the other third last year, so I'm in danger. All I've got left is Carlton, God bless them. And
if they start winning, it's all over.
Oh, it's all over. I'll have to pack it in. So it has been interesting. But it's been a long time. I mean, 12 years. There's kids in high school that have never seen Melbourne play finals. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, I remember last year speaking to you at this time, if you had have kicked two more goals in the season, you would have made finals. So it was probably the most painful one to miss out of the lot. So.
Yeah, no, thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, sorry. Look, I like to be a Debbie Downer.
Yeah, that's right. No, there were even moments this season where I thought, are we going to manage to engineer a terrible outcome? And even 3 weeks ago, it looked like we could lose to Eagles and the Giants, and instead they've won both of them. So we're in a new world.
And finished fifth on the ladder, my goodness.
I know, it's a bit like we've gone into, it's Alice in Wonderland through the looking glass, because we've gone from Richmond to premiers, Melbourne are in the finals. I remember once when being Prime Minister was a stable job and being Richmond coach was a short-term proposition. And now you'd prefer the Richmond administration running the country than the people we seem to have at the moment. And you'd never have said that before in my lifetime.
No, well, Dimmer for PM. Who would have thought it?
That's right.
Now, it's 10:34 in the morning here in Melbourne. I'm a Hawks supporter, so after I get off the phone to you, I'm going to be jumping on the Ticketek website and trying to secure my finals ticket. What a debacle that's been.
Look, I've never met a group of people who act surprised that they have to do their job every time. Like, they're sort of, people want to buy tickets all at once. This is unheard of. And for a ticketing company, I would have thought that was sort of your core business. But luckily, they've offered an apology to us all, and you can print that off at home yourself for just $8.50.
I know, that's the privilege of printing it off yourself.
That's right.
But, gosh, they better come through with the goods or there'll be an uprising in Melbourne, I think.
Well, especially for you Hawk supporters who have...
Yeah, we've had a
so
drought now.
Finals, yeah. I've felt for you guys. And I had people say to me, Hawk supporters, saying to me last year, oh, now we know how you feel, Tyler. And I was a bit like, well, hang on, like...
No, you don't.
This is like telling someone who's been in a major car crash that you've also got a mild cold.
That drought of 2 years, it was really hard going.
Amazing. Yeah. And I hope you're okay. And I know it's been a dark path, but you're back and looking good too. So
I know. I actually feel good about this game coming up. Even a few weeks ago, if you had told me we were playing Richmond in the finals, I would have said, well, there that goes. But I don't know. I think it could be a good contest.
Well, I think annoyingly for other fans, Clarkson is an excellent coach, and he builds his team, his teams to play on the MCG, much like Richmond have learnt the secret of it. And your bad losses have been away from the MCG, so I think there's every chance you could actually do quite well. So, yes, it's a scary thought. It's keeping me. It is keeping me awake at night.
Yes, well, look, if I can actually get a ticket, I'd love to go. Now, something we've talked about on our show that we noticed that you've been having a dig at as well is the whole Collective Minds training camp at the start of the year for the Adelaide Crows. we weren't able to catch much of their press conference this week. Did you have any inside knowledge into that?
Well, I watched the press conference. Sort of, one, it got the media. They sent out a media release and it said that they were going to clear the air on the issue. And the minute I saw that as the headline, I thought, this will not clear the air. And,
you should not talk.
No, it's a bizarre one. They came out and basically said, none of it was our fault. Our camp was excellent. It was a very good camp. We never really got sacked. It was a mutual decision. It reminded me a bit of if someone breaks up with someone and you both pretend that you dumped the other person, dumped that person.
Yeah.
So, very strange media conference. And I think there's talk of now the Crows players coming out and sort of putting across their own version of events. But it sounds like it was just a terrible stuff up. But I do like the way the media are sort of running it. You'd sort of assume that these players have been sent off as hostages. So who knows how bad it actually was?
Yeah, well, we took Beck Dahl, who's on our show, she's a massive Crow supporter, down to the Punt Road Oval and we called it immersion therapy. So made her take photos next to the players' murals and did all of that.
It is amazing.
She's
The thing that amazed me most is that none of them sort of have degrees in psychology or anything. So I would have thought in the physical sense we learnt with the Stephen Dank era that degrees and expertise do actually matter about these things.
Yeah, you'd think so. The other thing you've had a word about this year is the rule changes. What's going to happen there, do you think?
Well, I think they're the most unnecessary thing of all time. Oh, they've been quick, the AFL and some of the media, to portray anyone who's against these rule changes as sort of anti any change, like we're sort of reactionaries. And I don't think that's true. I think the majority of AFL fans look at this and say, look, we know there's going to be rule changes and there needs to be occasionally. It's just we don't trust you to implement them. So, you know, we've had the Ruck nomination rule, which has been, you know, a mess. You have to get a working with Ruckman check just to be at a stoppage these days. And we've got the goal review, which is a mess. And we've had the protected zone, which has been a mess. And we've had the countdown clock, which has been an absolute mess. So you kind of look at it and say, even if you were bringing in rules we all agreed are perfect and need to be bought in, it's your ability to implement them that sort of bother us more than anything else.
Yeah, and the 666 Devil's rule that's coming in, that's going to be interesting, or could be coming in.
I think the only rule change I support is the extending the goal square, and I only support that for Carlton, and I want to extend the goal square all the way to the opponent's goal square for them, just to sort of make it fair and give them a chance at winning.
They'll have a much better chance. Now, you're touring at the moment with your manifestly inadequate comedy show, which has now become an institution during the buy round. What should people expect from the show?
Well, to look back at the year, basically, in the AFL, and look, they've given us a lot. I mean, this year, I've had real trouble writing this show because every time I come up with some satire, the AFL sort of outdo me on it and do something even crazier. So I've had to get Barry Hall in to help me write the jokes.
Right.
We all know how well he does.
Yeah, maybe edit some of those.
That's right. I do say to Barry occasionally, I've probably got enough jokes about childbirth for a footy show, Barry, so let's leave that alone.
Yeah, maybe don't lose your job over that.
No, that's right. I mean, I didn't think it was possible to get fired from Triple M for something you said on air, but there we go.
he's taken it to a new level. So you're in Perth tonight.
In Perth tonight. Adelaide, then Sydney on Friday night, then the Athenaeum Theatre in Melbourne on Saturday night, and then Adelaide on the Sunday night, which is Father's Day, and then the Wednesday following I'm in Brisbane, so all around the country.
Wow, so we can catch you just about anywhere. And hopefully the tickets aren't on sale on Ticketek?
I think some of them might be, but luckily they can handle events the size of mine. It's just, you know, if more than two people want to come to an event, they get in trouble.
Otherwise people can just go onto your website and...
Yeah, my website or Frontier Touring has all the details.
Frontier
for all the
Touring,
shows as
fantastic.
Well.
All right, well, thanks so much for your time, Titus, and good luck with your national tour. And maybe we'll speak to you again next buy round.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.